A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passes as fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things we have heard you doing in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarepta in the land of Sidon. And there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Nahum the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through their midst and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Tell you a story about God wanted to know how many good people and bad people there were on earth after 2,000 years of his son's coming here on earth. And he commissioned the archangel Michael. Michael's the archangel with that sword. You see him, he cast out Satan, Lucifer, from God's kingdom because he refused to obey God. And so he said to Archangel Michael, "Go down and give me a list of all the bad living people on earth. I will give you a week's time." A week went by, 2 weeks, and finally he turned up. He said, "God, there are so many people. I can't complete this commission of yours. I need at least 2 more months. So God said, "Well, let's cancel that order. Go down and give me a list of all the good living people, the good people on earth. I will give you a week's time." He came back after 2 days. Had the list, long list, yes, of all the good living people on earth. And God decided to send them a letter. Do you know what that letter said? Does anyone know what that letter said? None of you got that letter? Say more. It sounds funny, doesn't it? It's a story, but there's truth. But you forgot something. God did send a letter this morning too. As a matter of fact, we had 3 readings. The second one begins the letter of St. Paul, the word letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. First letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. That's God speaking. The word of God. The scriptures, we hold it up high. Do we read it? Do we meditate upon it? God speaks to us in many different ways, but especially through his word, Jesus Christ. We have his word, the scriptures, the gospels, the New Testament, the Old Testament. Let me say a few words on mercy. Because if we're sinners, and we are all sinners, that's how Pope Francis qualified himself. He said, I am a sinner. Please pray for me. I am a sinner. December 8th, the Pope instituted, shall we say, by a letter formed solemnly, the Holy Year of Mercy. You know, he gave an interview to a reporter, and he wrote a book on his report called The Hidden Name, or The Name of God is Mercy. The Name of God is Mercy. We can change that word in love. Mercy is love. The Name of God is Mercy. And you know that Pius XII said, in our century, our age, it has lost its sense of sin and the awareness of sin. You know, there are two types of people. People have lost a sense of God's mercy, and those who have lost a sense of sin. Oh, there's no more sin. It's a modern terminology. It's relative. It's the way I think. It's the way I feel. It's what the common people say, politically correct or not. It's what I think. How about what God thinks? Don't we ask God for love and mercy? Oh, it's what I think. Well, try say that to the government when you have to pay your taxes, huh? Or some other things, which are legitimate or not. Or, oh yes, that's right, marriage between two people who are not of the same sex is what the church says, man and woman. No, now it's man and man, woman, woman. What's legitimate also to kill a child in a mother's womb, and so on. We have lost our sense, not only of sin, even of shame. Our hearts, our conscience tells us the truth. We know it. We can't fool ourselves. We can't fool God. You know, sometimes people say they are so sinful that they're ashamed to ask God for pardon. Well, Jesus Christ died for sins. He didn't say small sins or big sins. He said sins. Your sins are forgiven, no matter what sins they were. Mercy. We begin our Mass. Every time we begin our Mass, we say, Lord, have mercy. We admit, through my most grievous fault, Lord, I have sinned. In the glory that we sing too, we say, you who take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. And again in the creed we say, we look forward to the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and life everlasting. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Before we receive communion, behold the Lamb of God. Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but only say the word. This was a confession of faith of a centurion, a pagan, who asked Jesus to cure his servant. So we have to remember these things, that we are always asking for God's mercy and forgiveness. And we have to extend this too, in every which form. No, there is such a thing as the corporal works of mercy. I wonder how many of you to be confirmed. Where are you, city? Get those to be confirmed here this morning? Or stronger back there, okay. I wonder if you know the corporal works of mercy. Because you will be judged, not only you, everyone, on a corporal works of mercy. mercy done to the body, the physical body, the spirit, the person, your neighbor, everyone in this world. Extend the mercy and goodness of God. God is, the name of God is mercy. How are you God-like in your actions towards others? Are you feeding the hungry? Are you giving drink to the thirsty? Are you welcoming the stranger, migrant, the homeless? Are you visiting the sick, those in prison? Are you opening your hearts to them? The Lord will say, if you did it for one of these, the least of my brethren, you did it to me. You showed mercy. Divine mercy has saved through the blood of Christ, has saved us, but we have to reach out for this mercy and extend it to others. We have to be mediators of this mercy. Oh, St. Paul talks about love. Change that word to mercy. It's the same thing, only in a more extended form. A child will say, Jesus said, they won't say Jesus is merciful. They say Jesus says to be kind to one another. That's another word. So we can do many acts of mercy, open our hearts to everyone, wherever they may be. St. Peter says in one of his letters, charity, or let's change the word mercy, covers a multitude of sins. We are mercy. We ask for mercy. And the way we get mercy is extending mercy to others. St. John in his gospel says, God is love. We'll say, God is merciful. Anyone who lives to bring mercy to the lives of others is with God, and God is in him. So if you wish to have the mercy of God, his love of God, extended to you throughout your whole life, and then stand before the throne of God, then extend this mercy to all.